chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord, our righteous Saviour.
Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable: look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.
So Advent begins. The flickering light of, well, I can't say one candle because a peace candle lit as well, but of one Advent candle. An Anglican friend of mine once said, the candle is such a non-conformist thing, which took me by surprise, because it says to the all-surrounding darkness, not here, not here. And so we come to celebrate Advent, a time of waiting, a time of preparing. And I don't mean all of the Christmas cards that are still... Has anybody written their Christmas cards yet? Well, well done. Cost a fortune to send them these days. Presents to wrap. Turkeys to be bought. Very easy to just miss the little flickering light of the Advent candle amongst all of the hustle and bustle But here we are, the first Sunday in Advent. I'll be with you for the fourth as well. Everybody's going to stay away then. This liturgical year, which this Sunday is the beginning of, year C for the Anoraximantship, when we start to work our way through the Bible again on its 3-year cycle. This year, this candle represents hope. Now, I have to say, if I wanted to represent hope, I probably wouldn't have started with that gospel reading. Because it's really quite difficult, isn't it? I mean, if we go back to around the time that that gospel was written by Dr. Luke, things seem to have gone from bad to worse. Oh, it will get much better, they all said, when Pontius Pilate moves on. But then Gaius Caesar, more commonly known, I think, as Caligula, came into power. And he was hell-bent on putting a huge statue of himself slap-bang in the middle of the temple. These things will not go down well. But by the year 41, he dies, and Herod Agrippa is made the ruler of the area. And people breathed a sigh of relief, because they thought, well, things can only get better when it's one of our kind who's the governor. Except that Agrippa had a few ideas about his own deity. And many devout Jews would say, and God struck him down. Only replaced by one more governor and another governor, all appointed by the Roman Empire, and things seem to just get worse. Uprisings were crushed. And nothing seemed to get better for these poor people that were living hand to mouth. All this time, the temple in Jerusalem is still being built. It took 70 years to get built. Then you start to see the prophetic nature of what Jesus is saying in today's gospel reading. The nations are crying out in anguish. I guess if you go fast forward to today, you could say exactly the same thing. As we watch on our television screens what is happening in Ukraine and the way that war seems to be escalating, what is happening in the Holy Land and beyond. I wish that peace candle would really do its job. As we see the devastation in Gaza, as we see the devastation in Ukraine, our hearts cry out to God. that peace may come. Jesus, the peace of the world may come. We were at a conference many years ago. Selwyn Hughes was the speaker. He talked about the loss of his wife and the depths of his despair, so much so that he just didn't have the words. But in the end, in despair, he cried out the name above all names. He cried out, Jesus! And he felt peace. He said, because when you cry and call on Jesus, all of heaven stops and listens. He is the hope of our season. He is the flickering candle that can never be put out. And that gospel reading tells us promises, and this is part of the joy of the Easter season, the Easter Advent season. We are reminded that he will come again. This flickering light, this glorious Saviour. And if things seem a little hard today, hold on to that Advent hope, the candle that could never be snuffed out, because he is coming. I'm going to go to a VT, so I'm just looking at our sound engineer.
Before we knew hope, there was only existing, languishing, scrambling to find security and build stability. Just make it to tomorrow, we tell ourselves. Even still, we knew we were but vapor in the wind. Yet something made us hang on. Why did we think we had a chance? It came first from the lips of ancient prophets. Whispers. Rumors. Someone was coming, the kings and poets claimed. A redeemer who lives, one said. Someone to save us all. People talked, events foreshadowed. Who was this who stirred so much hope? What business did we have in hoping at all? We lived troubled lives, caused much of it ourselves. That was our story, wasn't it? Live only to die in the end. Then, in the dead of night, under an extraordinary star, a child is born to us, a son is given to us. And hope is no longer a rumor or whisper or disappearing shadow. Hope is born.